This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The continuing battle in Najaf, Iraq, is a political struggle as well as a military one. The U.S. is fighting a Shiite militia that's taken refuge in and around a shrine and cemetery in a crowded city. U.S. troops are trying to avoid attacking that shrine itself, and they are trying to uphold the authority of the new Iraqi government. Carl Vick of the Washington Post has been watching U.S. troops on this delicate mission. He's embedded with the U.S. Marines, and he's on the line. And, Carl, what happened overnight?
Well, it was a big light show in the middle of the city, very near the mosque, a couple hundred meters. Some army tanks went down and blew up some buildings that were tall and that they didn't like because they were tall. The Marines were out operating to the west of the mosque, and another army battalion was working in sort of east, southeast, taking another complex of buildings. So it was a pretty noisy night. What they didn't see was a lot of Mahdi army replying to them. They took some RPG and small weapons fire, but not nearly at the level they're used to when they come that close. So it's not clear yet what that means, whether the forces just went to ground for a night or that there's fewer forces in the fights, you know, leaving them, going out of them.
Is there a situation where the Mahdi army, the forces led by Muqtada al-Sadr, are hiding in this shrine and the U.S. military doesn't want to attack the shrine directly for political reasons?
You know, that's been the central conundrum. I saw a commander yesterday looking at a map and slaps his hand onto the shrine and says, "The shrine's our problem." Everyone laughed because it's just, you know, stating the obvious. It was comical. Yeah, they use a lot of snipers to fight when they're in any kind of proximity to the shrine. The Mahdi army is not supposed to be in it anymore with arms, but yesterday the radar they use here to track point of origin for radar rounds showed if they were firing from behind the wall of the shrine. So it's still, yeah, the central problem here, the real conundrum.
What are some of the other political restrictions under which U.S. troops are operating?
Besides the whole question of whether what you can shoot toward and wanting to avoid collateral damage to the holiest site probably in Iraq, and one that's revered by Muslims the world over, is simply whether to run particular missions or not. I've been on several, you know, ambitiously planned missions that get to the front gate and then they just yank back, and what's happened is it became a political no-go. Prime Minister Alawi talked to his counterpart or his defense minister, however it came down the chain of command, but the chain of command now runs from an Iraqi interim vice president to a U.S. general to these Marines and Army cavalry officers on the front line. And they're sort of used to working in a political environment. I mean, it was an occupation for a long time, and as one commander says, you know, quoting a war theoretician, war is just diplomacy by other means. But it's really to sort of see tactical decisions being made by a foreign government for the U.S. Army is rather striking and unusual.
This must be frustrating if you're a member of the U.S. military, but isn't this the whole idea? The U.S. has said it wanted to transfer sovereignty to Iraqis.
Yeah, I mean, you hear grumbling because plans were made and everybody was, you know, up for doing something, charged up for the battle, and then they suddenly, their light turns off. But no, everybody understands that strategically this is necessary. You don't hear any real grumbling about it. Great deference is given to the judgment of Alawi and his government because they know, the Iraqis know, what will be incendiary and what might be just enough pressure on the ground to make Muqtada al-Sadr move. So I don't hear any real grumbling. I hear it actually being welcomed. They don't want to be stumbling around here.
Carl Vick is a reporter for the Washington Post, and he's embedded with the U.S. Marines. He's on a satellite phone on the outskirts of Najaf, Iraq. Thanks, Carl.
You're welcome.